talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we are on a Getaway Friday, Friday, November the 8th, 2019. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. It's Exchange Club time. Charlie Evers, of course, joins us every week. And this week, we're joined to be. Okay.
Now that's good.
This week, we're lucky to be joined by Terry Tackett as well for the Exchange Club, as my microphone is doing weird things on me over here. Okay, there we are. Better. Terry, how's it going?
All right.
Now, you were with us during election coverage the other night. What'd you make of that whole spiel?
Oh, man, it was incredible. It was a very, very good night. I mean, it was...
We had a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we do want to mention again that the Clarendon United Methodist Church is having... I think I had a stroke or something over here, Charlie. What's wrong? I can't talk anymore. The Clarendon United Methodist Church on State Route 95 in Clarendon is holding its 42nd Holiday Bazaar tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. How many bazaars have you been to, Charlie?
Quite a few.
Now, what's the difference between a bazaar and a craft show?
Food? That's interesting. Maybe the way they wear it.
Is that a fancy word for craft show?
I don't know.
Have you known a lot of people who wore bazaars? Oh, man. We're already X-rayed. It only took a few minutes, and we're already gone.
Oh, my.
Well, there are a few things we want to talk about this week. And last week, Charlie and I had another dispute because I was talking about Toll House crackers, which apparently do not exist. Did you know about Toll House crackers?
No. I know Townhouse.
Okay, that's what we got to. Eventually, it was Townhouse crackers that we were talking about.
Okay.
But... then Charlie and I got into a dispute because Charlie said that Toll House crackers were named for toll booths. And I said, I don't think that's right. And they weren't. But there was a Toll House in Massachusetts.
That's right, that some folks bought, and that's why they named.
Right, and they did charge people rent.
But they named Toll House cookies.
Is that right?
Because they had little bits of chocolate in them.
They had little
bits of chocolate wouldn't melt. It was that was what they how the Toll House cookie come about.
But what did it have to do with money?
Money?
Yeah.
Well, they sold them.
They sold the cookies.
Yeah.
Right.
And it became one of the most popular cookies in the East, and then it just spread all over the country.
But why did you think that people gave them out at toll booths?
Oh, well, I knew there was a toll booth connection somewhere. Then I got to reading it to where it originally was a toll house, a toll booth.
Is there such a thing as a toll house now?
Not the way you would think of one.
Where you have to pay a toll.
Yeah, there used to be one south of Marion. They'd string put a big barrier across the road until you paid the toll.
I wouldn't even go near a house like that.
Well, sometimes you had to back in the old days to pay your toll.
Well, couldn't you go to an untoll house?
No, because only a toll house collected the money.
Well, like next door, couldn't you
toll go means money.
Well, I understand that. But so basically when you buy a toll house cookie, you're buying a money cookie.
Well, kind of, but not really. It's just a derivative of the name.
Well, we did learn this week that... So we kind of came to the middle on our apple butter.
Oh, did you go to Lawrence's anyhow to watch them making it?
I did, and they do dump sugar in it.
Yeah, white sugar.
White sugar, not brown sugar.
Right.
But it is sugar.
My daughter was there.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Did she see the sugar?
Yeah.
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 So I was right in the fact that there is sugar.
Yeah.
But you thought that it was just cider.
So yeah, that was my mistake.
But do you remember those people with the big kettles dumping sugar in?
Big copper kettles, especially.
Last night, somebody said they were going to make me some apple butter because I didn't buy any when I was at Lawrence's. But they were afraid because they'd never made it before that it would be awful. And I guess they're allergic to apples, so they can't taste it to see if it tastes good.
You know what you got to do?
What do you got to do?
Go into Kroger's and buy Smucker's apple butter.
Do they have that?
Oh, yeah.
Smucker's apple butter?
Oh, my goodness. That's a big thing with Smucker's.
I thought Smucker's big thing was jelly donuts.
Oh, never. They make 100 varieties, probably, of jelly and jam. But their big one, though, is apple butter. And you'll find it in restaurants where they have the little containers full of strawberry jam and all that. It's all Smucker's stuff.
But I thought you said that Smucker's was the distributor of Dunkin' Donuts.
That's right.
So they do the jelly donuts.
They do a lot of things, yeah.
They're a big company.
No, not necessarily the jelly donuts, but maybe the material that goes into jelly donuts. And maybe the donut material. But I don't believe Smucker's produces donuts.
Really?
Right.
So they just own the Dunkin' Donuts company?
They own the distributorship for all Dunkin' Donut material.
Sometimes
you ought to call J.M. Smucker.
And ask them.
Ask him if J.M. is there.
Who's J.M.?
Well, John's man, Bill Smucker.
Is that who it is? We don't know. Does anybody know who? Look it up. Look it up on your Google. Who is J.M. Smucker?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know. I'm sure you can find it.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who is Mr. Smucker? Now, my favorite type of Smucker jelly is grape.
I like Smucker's grape. But I like every Sunday I have their apple butter. I go to a restaurant that has those little containers of Smucker's. Yep.
Do you put them in your pocket?
No.
I eat it. A lot of people will do that.
Oh, listen. You want the epitome of all that. I've seen vans that people had, and they had all these empty cups on their dash. And they would pick out the restaurant or wherever they went to, they'd pick out that cup. Then they'd go in and fill it up free of charge.
I know. Oh, I know somebody who used to do that. Somebody. I can't say the name because they're still around.
Oh.
But a very well-to-do person.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Used to go.
What do we both know?
We know this person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Used to go and get the cup, and it was from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they would get the cup. It was the senior coffee, so it was like 39 cents or something.
Yeah.
And they would keep that cup in their car every day, and they'd just go in the morning and fill it up.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
They paid for one cup of coffee, I think, a month.
Yeah.
Until the cup got so corroded that they had to throw it away.
Probably started leaking. Oh, man.
I remember, because she listens, Martha Dowse is still out there. I don't know how she did this, but, you know, our reigning queen of dance, 75 years in Marion, when she was still driving, I rode with her once, and Martha used to take a cup of coffee, scalding hot coffee, and she'd put it up on her dashboard. I don't know how she did that, but it never spilled out.
Really?
I never saw anybody else do that in my life.
As you scooted toward the door.
Well, I got in the car with Martha. Martha said, ride with me. We'll go down to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, Martha, let's go.
Wow.
Did you ever ride with Martha?
No.
Oh, it was an experience. So we go down, and she gets a cup of coffee, because Martha was a coffee drinker. And I thought, well, she'll put it in because she's driving.
Yeah.
She just set that thing right up on the dashboard. Never came off.
That's something, yeah.
I don't know how she did that.
Boy, oh, boy. I remember, too, a person that a lot of people knew, Eddie, what was his last name? The cop. Eddie.
Bibbler.
No, the one that had to walk down the street 6 foot tall.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about.
Well, anyhow, when he drove, it was something to behold. he used to come to my office, and when he backed up, he squealed his tires every time. And man, he got out there in a hurry.
Where are these people today? Where are the Eddies and Marthas? And
so many of them are gone.
There's a guy out there, I know he's still alive. I talked to him not too long ago, but boy, he's a character, is Don Fleming. Do people know Don Fleming?
No, never heard of him.
Oh, I think he was the owner of a construction company. But I got
Fleming Construction, yeah.
Yeah, but when I got, he's an older man. He's probably well into his 80s now.
Yeah.
He might be late 80s. But when I was first started in radio, I was covering county commissioners. And he was retired then, and he used to... Oh, he would jump on those county. I tell you, ask Andy Appafeller about Don Fleming. Don Fleming would jump up and he would spiel on these people. Oh my God! And he knew all about parliamentary procedure. He would jump up and tell them.
Wow!
He'd say parliamentary procedure dictates that I can, and he would. Now, Terry, tell about Don Fleming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You remember Don?
Yeah. I remember, I didn't go to a lot of committee meetings, but I watched them when they had taped them for TV.
And he was a scrapper.
Boy, oh boy, he was.
We had to get him in here. He'd be entertaining.
Yes.
Don Fleming.
He knew the ins and outs of.
He whipped some of those
people. He challenged a lot of, on different things.
But he's got to be close to 90 now, doesn't he?
Oh, I would say, yeah. He's got to be up there pretty close if he's,
Good, interesting fellow.
Yeah.
Do you know how Martha Dowse kept a styrofoam cup of coffee on her dashboard from spilling off as she was driving? Maybe she never hit the brakes.
Ooh, that could be. Oh, and, we've talked before about Santa Claus coming to the mall in a helicopter.
Yes.
I've got a picture of it.
Oh, we got to see that.
It was the well-known plumbing company in Marion.
I want to put this out. Does anybody, because Santa Claus visits the station here every year, and we have the Santa call-in show. Now, does anybody have a helicopter that we can bring Santa in?
Oh, my.
We could put him right on the roof of this building, Charlie.
I don't know if maybe the roof wouldn't hold it.
Well, couldn't we fly him into the hospital? Santa could use a blood test.
Yeah, well, you can have one of mine.
Can't you land a helicopter anywhere in town as long as you have
it would have to support the weight, I would think, of the helicopter.
Yeah, you couldn't land it on a building.
What about like Lincoln Park?
Hospital.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Or Meyer parking lot.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, does anybody out there have a helicopter? Because we'll send Santa out to the airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know Santa better than anybody.
Yeah.
Santa will go out there,
sure,
won't he?
Yeah.
Sure.
What was the name of the plumbing company that had the helicopter?
Was it Johnston?
There was a plumbing.
Remember.
I know Don Millard had a helicopter.
Was it Johnston Supply? Was it?
But this is the real one.
Did you love talking? Because you talked to Don on the air.
Oh yeah, one time he ran out of tape.
Yes, Don would talk so long because his shopper chopper. That was a tape, a cassette tape.
Okay.
And he would get spieling on something, and sometimes the tape would run out. Sound like the shopper chopper crash.
In that building where he was now a. Blacktop company.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
But does anybody out there have a helicopter? Now, the man who drove the helicopter all those years, Bill Search, he's still around.
Oh, yeah. I used to fly with him.
But I don't think he flies anymore.
I don't think so.
No, he's got a few years under him.
Yeah.
But we just need somebody. Or if we can't do a helicopter, how else could we get a big Santa arrival? Because frankly, Santa's
a bus.
Santa takes the bus into town.
A Marion Transit bus.
No, like a big Greyhounder.
Here comes Santa on the transit bus.
Jeez.
With a lady with a bazaar. With a bazaar on. Oh, dear God. Somebody call the police. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I don't see why you're looking for a helicopter, Scott, because you run those announcements all the time on your radio station that says you're up in the WWGH helicopter and you're looking for news in Marion County. Use your own helicopter.
Well, but the gas is getting so expensive to take that chopper or that WWGH chopper up.
Yes, I've noticed that. You want people to bring you things rather than going out and buy them. I have noticed that about your personality. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you. Well, it's more a donation.
Now, the plumbing company is on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember. The man that owned the plumbing company, his wife had an antique shop, maybe still does, downtown Marion.
Well, what would be a creative? What you're a creative guy, Charlie. Peanut Push and Buckeye Chuck. How could Santa arrive if we can't get a helicopter?
In a motor crane.
A motor crane.
Yeah, you know those cranes with the long.
Should we lower Santa from a crane?
Sure. Well, you might have to make him jump the last 10 feet.
I don't know if that would work, Charlie. I mean, what about, I don't like the bus thing. Santa taking the bus into town? That's no good. Creative people out there. How
about a sleigh? I know where you can get a sleigh.
But do we have rain? Who would pull it? Where can we get a sleigh?
Steve Wickersham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, he's got a sleigh, and he takes rides.
So we've got, how does he move the sleigh?
It has wheels to take, you know, mounted above the runners if he needs the wheels.
So it's like a power-driven sleigh?
Oh, yeah, by at least two horses.
Well, here we go. Where does Steve live?
Out just south of me on Whetstone River Road.
All right, well, let Steve know that on, when does Santa come in? Thanksgiving night?
Yeah. Yeah, you might give him a call because he's taking reservations now, I think.
All right. Can we put that on the streets?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll go right down 95.
Yeah. Slowly.
Slowly? We'll have cars backed up for miles. 23 will be.
He might have to haul his horses into town in a truck and a sleigh and then hitch up.
Are his horses good and well?
Oh,
and
they're perfect.
Perfect.
Absolute models. Of Percherons.
Is it a big sleigh?
Yeah.
Could we all fit on it?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
So we'll get the whole WWGH gang on this sleigh.
Yeah.
And Santa.
If we didn't fit all of us fit on it, well, we could maybe it'd run over us.
Merry Christmas. It'd be a wonderful thing. You know, the other day in the store, I saw the gingerbread houses. I think those are flukes.
Really?
Oh, I wouldn't.
You don't like gingerbread?
Well, I do, but I couldn't make a gingerbread house. That seems awful difficult.
Shouldn't be.
It looks difficult.
If you're a cook.
Well, I cooked a turkey last year on Thanksgiving.
Anybody that makes apple butter in a
pressure cooker
should not be making gingerbread houses.
Now we're back to that. Listen, Charlie, pressure cookers are good for anything.
Well, they're good. I'll admit to that. They're excellent, especially when it comes to ear corn, you know, roasting ears. Just a few minutes and they're just as tender as all get out.
I cook anything in a pressure cooker now.
That reminds me. Do you know, a lot of people like to cut the corn off the cob. There is a method of doing it I saw on television the other day. You take you know what a bundt pan is?
I do.
Oh, okay. What's sticking up in the bundt pan? You know, that center?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you put your ear of corn on there and hold it and go right down. And the corn comes off the cob into the bundt pan.
It's so you shove it through the hole?
No, you block the hole with the ear.
So how does that make the corn come off?
With a knife. You use a knife.
Oh, you...
But you use that hole to center the corn, you know. The hole is smaller than the corn.
Right.
It's great.
So
I wish I'd have thought of that.
So you put the ear of corn
on top of the bundt pan center.
Bundt pan center. And then you just shave it off with...
That's right. And it all falls down into the bundt pan, and there you go.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I just read a story before we came in here. I guess it's a couple who are at like 106 and 105. They are now the longest married couple in the history of... the world.
Really?
80 years they've been married. Can you imagine? They got married when you were 5 years old, Charlie, and wow. They're still together.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Woo. Now that must be love.
It's something. Dependency.
Yeah, it probably is not love. It's probably more...
They probably lean on one another for sure.
To keep steady.
Yeah.
Because Cain's only...
They might not even know each other's name.
Probably not anymore. They don't even know who the other person is. But they've been married 80 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't that a long time?
Yep.
Well, it all goes back to the conversation about, you know, the we used to have it with Brandy all the time. Is love phony or not? Well, I would say for those people, probably real.
I would think. Absolutely.
But in the old days, it was easier. Wasn't it, Terry? before internet.
Oh, yeah.
All this came in.
Yeah. You actually, you had more interaction, you know, more face-to-face interaction. You know, now you just do everything on computers now or cell phones or whatever. And
well, I think it's okay on computers as long as you know the person.
Yeah.
But I think when you start not, you know, when you don't have any interaction with them,
right,
ever,
right,
that's bad.
Yeah.
But there is a chemistry among two people. It may not be there to begin with, but it develops, and that's love. The chemistry between two people that would do anything for one another.
Like make apple butter?
Yeah, or yeah, or slice corn, whatever.
Slice corn, whatever it may be. Or would go out, like if you're ill. See, you get this a lot when somebody's ill. Like, say you got the flu, and they'll go out and get you, like, Theraflu and bring you liquids and make some toast and tea.
My wife, I put her I feel almost ashamed at times I ask her to go get things for me because I just don't get around as swiftly as I once did.
Well, but you're a few years older than your wife.
Yeah, a few.
A few.
Yeah. She's what? I don't know. I can't remember.
No, but that's right.
She's in her 70s yet.
70s. So you're at least 5 years older.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you do it. You have to have a chemistry, and you know it when it happens. And you know
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know it when it doesn't happen.
Right.
And recently. You had an episode, didn't you?
Yeah.
We don't have to go deep, but you had an episode where the chemistry was not there.
Right.
And what was the problem?
Just wasn't compatible. I mean, just didn't.
Yeah, you got to be compatible. You got to almost have the same sense of humor. You've got to laugh at the same
you've
things.
Like, yeah, right.
You got to kind of stick each other, and you know, because that's what keeps it fun and entertaining.
Yeah, and if you don't have the same likes, you got to kind of compensate for that.
Well, how do you
My wife, when she goes to a Mexican restaurant, if she can't find Speedy Gonzalez, you might as well walk away.
Well, do you have to like the same foods?
No.
No, I
never do.
But she cooks you the things that you want.
Yeah, right.
That's chemistry.
Yeah, that is.
That's compensation. And so this is why this couple's been married for 80 years. See, I've turned around on this whole thing. I used to be anti. I thought it was phony. But now I think, well, maybe it's true.
Where do you find someone?
I don't know about the chances of that, Charlie.
Well.
It's
Maybe not.
Maybe not. But see, the problem is, who could put up with me for a long period of time?
Well, that's right.
Where's
Scott now?
That's right. Well, we've been together a long time, Charlie.
Yeah. How many years?
Long time.
Wow. Time flies, though.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jeff, Ruth, now he's, what's he doing these days? I bet he's at a buffet
he's
right now.
He's flying to Paris as often as he can.
Good for him. You know, that's a nice retirement.
Wouldn't that be? Oh, my.
Now, what do you still want to do, Charlie? You're 85.
I want to go to work for Delta and fly free.
You want to get a job?
Yeah. I need a job.
Okay. Well, we'll send out the resumes next week to Delta.
Yeah, right.
Now,
you know, it really kind of gets to you. You know, you'd like to work for, you know, some firm or whatever, and then your age just cancels that right away.
Do they still do that thing at McDonald's where they bring the seniors in once a week?
Oh, that's right, yeah. I could be mopping the floor at McDonald's.
Ooh, lucky you.
And dumping the garbage, yeah.
Well?
If I can do it with my cane.
No, they would probably let you. You know what? Perfect. You would be good to work the drive-through window, the speaker.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? They'd come up to the speaker and you'd say...
In 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, they wouldn't have moved.
That's right. You'd still
I'd
be talking to
stories.
Them. You would. You know, this is McDonald's, and they'll say, how can I help you? And they'll tell you, we want to... Now, the hamburger was invented in 1937, right after the 320 BC middle finger.
Yeah, right, right.
Did you know that...
The Kroc family.
Did you know about the Toll House cookies? And
yeah, the Kroc... The guy that heads McDonald's, he got dinged. Did you read about
that? No, I didn't read about this.
Whoa.
What did he get dinged for?
Well, for what some of those guys in Washington get dinged for and news media.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was having inappropriates.
I think he had to leave McDonald's.
Oh. I didn't know McDonald's had such high standards.
Yeah, well, they, you know.
Well, they do have kids' meals.
How would you get to be that big without doing things right?
Well,
look at the coffee company. I keep thinking, I can never remember. I think of Kemosabe.
Starbucks?
Starbucks. Yeah.
Starbucks makes you think of Kemosabe?
Yeah, I don't know why.
What's the connection there?
I'd like to know.
Kemosabe.
But every morning when I come to work here, the cars are lined up forever waiting to get their
coffee.
Oh, they're
doing a business.
Because, you know, that's a class symbol. To go there for coffee.
It's that clear cup.
Yeah.
It's that clear cup. Yeah. What you should do is go through once and get a clear cup and then just start filling it up with your own stuff. Nobody would ever know.
I could never remember the name of all those different coffees.
Mocha Crunchy, yeah. Latte Flippy,
yeah.
Brazilian Nut. The other day, somebody I saw buying some Brazil nuts. What is a Brazil nut?
Oh, they're... Interesting, they're brown, and they're kind of, I could draw a picture of one. You have to really be careful when you crunch them with a nutcracker, and they'll come out, you know, they're kind of tasty. They're not as good as some other nuts.
Like a cashew.
Yeah.
Or a peanut.
Yeah, right.
A lot of kids have peanut allergies now.
Oh, I don't. Isn't that something? What happened years ago? Were there any peanut allergies then? No.
That's what I can't figure out. How did peanut butter become so deadly?
I think it's a suggestion.
Have you ever seen anybody get ill eating peanut butter?
Well, they claim at schools, you know, oh my land. They got to let kids know if there's any peanuts connected to anything.
No pizza allergies, though. Everyone can eat pizza.
Well, apparently there's nothing on pizza that will kill you. But
no,
a peanut can kill
quantities
you.
Quantities of it.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on who you are.
Yeah.
It's all in the genes.
Yeah. You see them all the time walking down the street. Yep.
Well, that's why you used to like to go to the buffet. Right, Charlie?
I never really enjoyed the buffet. I did go to that one, the honky-tonk. What's the name of it?
The honky tonk
is out there.
Was
in
that
the
next,
mall.
Was that next to the Kemosabe?
Yeah. Anyhow, I used to go to that one time. I didn't like the tone of the lady that Kate took my money, and I never went back.
The tone? What'd she say to you?
I can't remember. It was some snide remark.
The Hong Kong buffet?
That's it. The honky tonk Hong Kong.
The honky tonk.
You know, look that up, honky tonk. See if you can find a definition of honky tonk. Is that just a hillbilly term?
It's a hillbilly term. Does anybody know what honky tonk means? Give us a call.
It's 740. You know, I've been in a honky tonk. They told me it was in Nashville, Tennessee.
You went into the honky tonk?
Yeah.
How would you get a Chinese restaurant confused with the honky tonk?
It'd be pretty hard, but it can be done.
All the Chinese people had cowboy hats on?
One of my favorite stations to listen to at WSM in Nashville, they come in Marion like gangbusters.
Is that the one from the Ryman Auditorium and the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah.
Did they ever shut that place up?
No. That's like church.
Church?
I've been there.
The Grand Ole... But it's
I was with the Convention and Visitors Bureau... there was a whole group of us that spent a couple of days in Nashville, promoting ourselves, for one thing. And I never will forget, they took us to the Ryman Auditorium, and whoever was sponsoring us had a whole bin full of beer bottles, full. And by the time the guys started drinking beer, you couldn't hear them on stage, what they were trying to explain was coming up on the Grand Ole Opry. It was just clank, clank, clank all over the place. I'll never forget that.
Well, isn't the Ryman kind of a dump?
Well, no, it was a church to begin with. Yeah.
And now it's the Church of Country Music.
Oh, my. And that country music is different than you find on country music stations. It's a little more, a little more honky-tonky. I mean,
they took the honky-tonk out of country music.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of country music is almost just like any other music.
I got sabotaged and handcuffed at a country music concert the other day.
Is that right?
I did. I walked in. I didn't know it was a country music concert, and this guy starts singing, and I was in the front row, and I didn't want to stand up and during his performance.
Yeah.
But woo, it was not good.
Wow. Now I like bluegrass. And when I made shingles for years and years down in Caldwell, Ohio, there were three groups that they would interchange among each other, playing the best bluegrass you ever heard. Oh, and I keep thinking, I would like to go back to Caldwell, Ohio, and find out if these groups still play down there. But if you dial up Caldwell, Ohio, bluegrass, you get West Virginia. Groups in West Virginia.
Didn't Dolly Parton turn her whole career into bluegrass?
I don't know.
What does she do now?
She still performs.
Yeah. She's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did that caller who called in earlier on call me cheap? Now that I'm thinking about it, that I want people to bring me stuff for free? Was that the implication there?
That was the inference.
That I'm on the cheap?
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
what's wrong with that?
Right. I mean, we love free stuff in radio, don't we, Charlie?
Yeah.
My God.
It's called frugal.
We're frugal. We're frugal people in the radio business.
Had free groundhog.
Free moxie.
Yeah.
Free fruitcake.
Oh, moxie.
Oh, I don't even know if you can get a fruitcake this year, Charlie, because I don't know if this desk is zoned to support the weight of one of those Claxton fruitcakes.
Yeah. But moxie is sold at Cracker Barrel.
I've never tasted it.
Well, you should do that. You'll probably throw it away, but you should try it.
It's a powerful cola.
Well, it tastes like medicine.
You like the taste of medicine?
Well, I like this, yeah. And it's all over the East Coast. It started in 1884. And the guy that promoted Moxie had a wooden bottle of Moxie mounted on a trailer, and he went all over a horse pulling it, selling Moxie.
M-O-X-Y.
M-O-X-I-E.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was M-O-X-Y.
No, no.
What does moxie mean? They used to say Bob Hope had moxie.
Oh, yeah, that means get up and go.
Go, yeah.
I thought it was arrogant.
Yeah. No, get up and go.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right, Charlie.
Oh, it is right. Yeah.
No, because they used to say Bob Hope had moxie because he walked funny and he had kind of a way about him.
Well, I remember there was a beauty shop in Marion named Moxie.
M-O-X-I-E.
Yeah.
Okay. But you could spell it M-O-X-Y.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be right.
So you can't spell it M-O-X-Y because that wouldn't be right.
Unless you went to honky-tonk.
Well, what about... Earlier on, we found out the first pancake company in the world was Aunt Jemima, but that's not right. It's Aunt Jemima.
Well, I remember when she came to Marion.
For the first pancake breakfast.
Yes.
Kiwanis.
Yeah. She had her bandana on. Now, boy, they wouldn't be caught wearing a bandana.
Well, I'm surprised it hasn't been taken off the market.
Well, is she still on the package?
I don't know. I was asking that earlier.
Pancakes, yeah.
Is Aunt Jemima, do they even still sell Aunt Jemima pancakes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know they sell the Aunt Jemima bottles, syrup.
Oh, and by the way, Velveeta cheese.
Velveeta cheese.
Even they sell it by the slice.
It's not that government cheese, is it?
No, it's not government. Velveeta Company.
Well, what is that government cheese that comes in the box?
Well, that's surplus cheese.
You don't want that.
No.
But we were also last week talking about animal cookies, and they do exist.
Without the cage.
Without the cage.
That is so crazy. We've become a nation of, what do you call us? I don't know. You know.
Sensitive?
Yeah, too sensitive. Too sensitive.
But they do still have animal crackers.
Yeah, without the cage.
And why are animal crackers, they're cookies. Why are they called crackers?
They're cracker cookies.
Right. So why do they call them animal crackers?
They don't.
They don't.
No, they call them cookies.
Don't they call them animal crackers,
animal
here?
Cookies.
I thought they called them animal crackers. Don't they call them animal crackers?
I think so.
Now, somebody's out there listening to this right now. Do they call them animal crackers or not?
Are they shaped more like a cracker than an actual cookie?
Yeah, they're in the shape of animals.
Well, they're in the shape of like hippos and elephants and rhinoceri.
Hmm.
But I bet you one day Aunt Jemima will be gone.
I don't know.
Why do those animal cookies have pink icing on them? What is that about? Still trying to figure that one
Brand
out.
Brand would that be? I've never seen icing on an animal cookie.
You've seen that pink icing, haven't you?
Scott had a lot of dreams.
Yeah.
I don't know. I took some melatonin one night, and I've been dreaming ever since.
Every morning he wakes up and has a new theory.
I know there's pink icing animal cookies out there.
Well, but there's Velveeta, too, and you say you didn't know that?
No, I know there's Velveeta out there. I don't buy it.
Oh, okay. They have mountains of it at Kroger.
I buy Kraft.
Okay.
Kraft. Boy, they've
Velveeta
got those...
Velveeta is not cheese, anyhow.
It's
legally not cheese.
What is it?
It's made out of... The ingredients is squeezing the juice out of... When you... make real cheese, the juice is taken out of it and processed into Velveeta cheese.
It's cheese juice?
Yeah, well,
like Cheese Whiz.
Wyandotte in Upper Sandusky used to have a big cheese factory, and they sold their liquid byproduct to the Velveeta company to make Velveeta processed cheese, they call it.
I would not want cheese juice. That doesn't sound like a good title. No. Give me some cheese juice. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I have a bag of the animal crackers here.
Oh, okay. Animal crackers.
Yes, it's animal crackers and the original flavor, and they have bears and the lions and everything, but on the outskirts they made like a window, and it has like a turtle and a lion and an elephant and monkey, and then it shows the animal crackers, so-called. Through the picture, like, you know.
Now, do they have pink icing on them?
No, these ones don't, but I have seen them.
With
the pink icing, but I didn't buy them.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, Scott. Bye.
No, you're lucky for that call.
I didn't dream it up.
He straightened out a lot of things.
Well, and they are still out there, and they're called crackers, but
animal
they're cookies.
Crackers, yeah.
Why are they called crackers?
Yeah, it's something.
There was that Bob Hope movie, Animal Crackers.
Yeah.
He had Moxie.
Yeah.
In that movie. I think Moxie means attitude.
Yeah, well, but you've got to drink some Moxie to really understand.
Well, it's expensive, isn't it?
No, $1.49 a bottle.
That's a little highbrow.
Well, for something that's not sold in such great quantity, it's not bad.
I'll tell you, if somebody brings me some for free... I'll drink it.
How do you know that was coming?
Apparently, that's a theme in my life.
Yeah.
If people drop it off, I'll drink it. Whatever. No, I'm not going to say that because last year I had to eat that awful fruitcake, and I'll never do that again. It was
good.
Awful. I saw a truck of fruitcakes coming in the other day. Mm-hmm. They're getting ready.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Had to be a reinforced cargo wagon.
I bet.
Those fruitcakes are heavy. Those are awful. Awful.
How about a Claxton for the clearinghouse?
Oh,
eat a Claxton for the clearinghouse.
No, I don't think anybody should ever eat a fruitcake. I ate that fruitcake last year, and I couldn't move that night.
For 2 days.
Oh, it was awful.
For 2 days, you couldn't.
It was awful. It was like having a brick in your stomach.
Oh. Wow.
Like chewing on a brick.
All those candied...
awful.
Candied fruits and all that stuff.
I do not love fruitcake. Awful thing. But I do think, do you think one day we're going to be having the conversation about Aunt Jemima being gone?
Gone, yeah. There's no, I mean, I don't think. Well, I mean, look, the Indians, I mean, they already, Chief Wahoo, you know, he's.
He's still around, but not promoted like he once was.
I predicted that.
Yeah.
When we were at the World Series, yeah. I said, do you think the Chief Wahoo character is going to get in trouble just like, and the next year, bada bing, bada boom. Listen,
the diehard Indians fans will always have Chief Wahoo.
Why do you think people support the Browns even though they stink?
That's a good
loyalty,
question.
Just loyalty, you know. Just.
The only way the Browns can win a game is if the other team doesn't show up.
That's about right, yeah.
You know, people hate this right now because they love the Browns. Yeah. There's a love. They love that orange. They love the dog pound.
On the way in, I heard there's a big thing with Ohio State today again.
What's that?
Their star player took a loan from a family member, paid it back over the summer, but now he's ineligible for this game this week.
Oh, no.
They're investigating it right now.
Everything's investigated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We love investigations.
Yeah.
Man alive. Yeah. We love them.
Chase Young.
Well, I don't, but really, you're a sports aficionado. You like it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why
do
people follow the Browns?
It's just, it's their hometown team. It's just, it's, you know, they're, it was their father's team. It was their grandfather's team. It was, you know, I mean.
But they can't win.
The tradition.
I heard this past year, they got good players. They've got good coaches. They're possibly going to be in the Super Bowl this year. They can't even get to the field. I think they get lost in the tunnel.
One of my daughters wore a Bengals shirt to
a Browns game.
Browns game.
Oh.
She feared for her life. No kidding.
It's Cleveland.
Yeah.
People will shoot you in Cleveland if you wear the wrong clothes.
Oh, my.
What is that about Clevelanders?
I don't know. They're loyal to their
but not the Indians.
Sports teams.
They don't give a flip-flop about the Indians. People don't even show up there anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the diehards do, but.
But not like the Browns.
That's a rough and tough attitude.
Is it because people like to bark?
I don't know. I just think it's the atmosphere. Like I say, the loyalty factor. It's just it's been instilled in them generation through generation. You know, I mean, like I say, it was their dad's team. It was their grandfather's.
See,
you know.
I don't think any. I don't know.
Well, the history, the tradition. I mean,
the difference would be if they went there sober.
Yeah.
So they're just drunk. That's the whole problem.
Yep.
What are they? You know, you can't go to a Browns game expecting them to win. Because that's like Halley's Comet coming over. Yeah. That's only going to happen once every so many years. So you go there for what purpose? To get drunk?
No, just to...
Wear your orange clothes?
You go there, you know, your friends are there, and you go there, you know, to hang out with your friends. And
I might go to one of those games.
Would you make it out of there alive?
Well, I wouldn't I wouldn't knock them in public.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, if somebody knew that you were there that listened. And
well, no, I'm not trying to be rude to the Browns fans because I think you got to support your correct team. I'm just saying that for me, I don't know why they can't win.
Yeah.
There's a hex. There's
They're
a curse.
They're probably wondering too.
I think they do.
Yeah.
There's something wrong there.
I think a guy had the right theory about 10 years ago. He said what they should have done was just. When they came
put a grenade
back,
in the locker room?
When they came back, just started all over with a new logo, new team name, everything.
That's what's hurting them, the logo?
He said he thinks it would have helped them just to start fresh. Been called the Rock and Rollers or something from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Or
well, I think that's what the Indians will eventually become. They're not going to let that name stand forever. Or maybe they'll become Native Americans. The Cleveland Native Americans.
Huh.
Could happen.
Yeah.
But the pancake, who is Mrs. Butterworth? That's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah, who is that? She's got good syrup, that's for sure.
She's a nice lady. She's got a nice apron on. She looks nice. But who is she? Is she patterned after somebody?
You have to Google her and see.
Mrs. Butterworth?
Yeah.
When I was in first grade, we had a teacher's aide named Mrs. Butterworth.
Phyllis
Butterworth?
She wasn't a teacher.
No, 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 no. That would have been before Phyllis's time. This was an older lady. She was a short, older lady.
There was a Dr. Butterworth, too, in town.
Could have been his wife.
Could have been.
Was he old?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a little old lady, and she used to come in and help with the class when I was in first grade, and her name was Mrs. Butterworth, and I saw her years later, but then she got Alzheimer's, I heard, and
yeah.
Poor lady. Went up the creek. Well, that's the way
things
it goes,
happen,
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've solved a lot today.
Yeah.
We now know that animal cookies
are
still sold.
Well, you know what I'm going to be listening to this evening, anyhow.
What's that?
The Grand Ole Opry.
The Grand Ole Opry.
I really like that show.
What do they do? Do they sing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's all singing.
You like the honky tonk?
Yeah. And they have usually once a week the group that was the background music for Toy Story. What are they called? Riders of the Purple Sage, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
They're usually there on Saturday nights.
Oh,
they're
really?
Good. They're good.
So this station's on all the time from the Grand Ole Opry Live.
Yeah. It starts coming into Marion.
My mom used to like it. It was hard to pick up, but it was, you know.
But I can get on my Bose radio just loud and clear at shortly after sunset and before sunrise.
Where's it on the dial?
6:50.
6:50 a.m. on the dial.
A.m., yeah.
But you have to wait till the sun goes down.
Yeah, to get them here, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll listen tonight.
Yeah. Well, they're on the internet, too. I think you can bring them up. But, yeah, it's been... I was listening to the Grand Ole Opry. In 1939, sitting downtown Bucyrus with my aunt, and we also listened to the radio, and that was on. That was... Everybody was watching or listening to... A Grand Ole Opry.
I still think radio is an interesting medium because it's the only medium you don't do with your eyes.
Yeah, right.
You know, you can be blind, you can be at work, you can be wherever, and you don't need the direction of the sun doesn't matter, the glare doesn't matter. All you need is a good set of ears.
That's what I try to do is when I tell a story is to give enough background you can see it.
Descriptive terms.
Yeah.
Because radio is theater of the mind. All right. Well, that's it for us for this particular time frame.
I got to shovel off to Delaware.
Animal crackers, animal cookies. Hope you have a great Toll House crackers, Toll House cookies.
Moxie,
apple butter,
yeah.
The whole bit. Hope you have a good weekend. And stay tuned for much more programming here on WWGH Radio. And happy 80th anniversary to the oldest couple ever married.
Yep.
Longest term marriage.
Great.
80 years. All right. Talk to you next week.
Well, maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.
Well, that's something. Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? No, I mean...